Once upon a time, there was a donut seller. And he had a stall at the edge of the marketplace, and everyone wanted his donuts. Some people said it was the raspberry cream donuts that were the best. Other people said, oh no, it was the chocolate fudge donuts. Yeah, those were knockout. Other people said, no, no, the really good ones were the cinnamon raisin donuts. But the people that really knew their donuts, the ones who came back to his stall again and again, they all swore that the cashew honey donuts that he sold were the most amazing donuts that you could buy anywhere in the city. In fact, the reputation of these particular donuts was so high that one young man who particularly liked donuts but didn't really live anywhere near that marketplace, he decided one day he was going to make a special trip all the way there to try one of those honey nut donuts. Unfortunately, when he gets there, all those donuts have sold. They've all gone because, of course, they're extremely popular. The donut seller tries to interest him in something else. He says, I've got the raspberry cream donuts. Maybe you'd like one of those. Nope, says the young guy. I came all the way here for a cashew honey donut, and that's the only reason I came. Well, I could sell you a chocolate fudge donut, says the donut seller. No, says the young guy. I came all this way for a cashew honey donut. That's all I really wanted. Well, said the donut seller, how about a cinnamon raisin donut? They're fantastic, I can tell you. No, says the young guy for the third time. It's a cashew honey donut or nothing for me. And just then, there's a boy who's just standing next to the donut seller's stall. And he has in a bag, in his hand, the last cashew honey donut of the day. He just bought it, you see. He hadn't yet left. And over here in this conversation, why? Calls to the man, the unfortunate young man, who's standing there having something of an argument with the donut seller. And he says, hey, if you've come all this way for a cashew honey donut, you can have mine. And the young guy, he looks down at the boy, and at first he can't believe what he's hearing. He says, you've got a cashew honey donut? The boy opens his bag and reveals the most prized donut inside. He says, yes, I just bought the last one. Go on, you have it. I come here all the time and I've had dozens of these. But if you've made a special trip, I want you to have this. The young man, he stares down at the boy. He says, really? Yes, said the boy, kind of getting into this now, starting to enjoy himself. He says, yes, it would give me a lot of pleasure to see you have the donut that you came all the way here for. Go on, take it. But let me give you something, says the young man. No, it's all right. Just pay it forward, he says. Pay it forward? What does that mean? Says the young man. Well, the next time you see someone who needs help, pay it forward to them. Oh, I see, says the young man. I'll do my best. And he takes the donut from the boy, who skips away looking terribly happy, and he opens it up and, oh, what a lovely donut it was. Quite worth the trip all the way to the marketplace. But indeed, there's something sweeter inside of him now. A sense of the boy's gift and the idea that somehow he has to pay it forward. Well, it doesn't take long. A few days later, while he's walking home from work, and he sees there a mum, and she's pushing her pushchair, and she's got bags of shopping, and it's raining and all, and the mum's looking terribly stressed out because the baby's crying, the shopping's wearing her down, and she looks really stressed out. And that's when he remembers what the boy did for him. And he thinks, now's my chance to pay it forward. And he goes to the mummy and he says, can I help you? And before she can say anything, why, he's taken her bags off her. He's walking beside her and chatting away. And he's taken her all the way to the door of her home. And the baby stopped crying because she's wondering who this nice young man is. And the woman's looking not nearly as stressed by the time they reach home because someone else took her bags from her. She says, how can I thank you? That was so kind. He says, don't thank me, it was nothing. She said, no, I must give you something. I must give you something for what you did for me. No, he says, with a glint in his eye, pay it forward. Pay it forward, she says. Yes, the next time you see someone who needs something, you can help them. And that's called paying it forward. Well, the mummy, she thanked him, and she wondered, what could I do to pay it forward? Well, it didn't take long, because one evening, she hears a knocking on her neighbour's door, and someone crying. Knocking goes on a long time, and so does the crying, because obviously her neighbour's not there. She opens her own door and she looks outside. And there's her neighbour's niece, a young woman, knocking on the door and looking, oh dear, really dishevelled. Looks like she got caught in the rain on her way to a party. And her dress is soaking wet. And the mummy, she says, what's wrong with you? And the girl says, oh, I'm going to a party, but I was standing at a bus stop and a big car went past and went splash in a puddle and covered me with dirty water. And I just want to get all cleaned up and dry and get to that party. But my auntie's not home. And the mummy, she got a twinkle in her eye. She said, I can help you. Come on, come inside, let's get you cleaned up. So she made her a cup of hot chocolate. And the girl got herself all cleaned up. And then she sat by the fire. She dried out her dress. She drank the hot chocolate and soon she felt so much better. And the mummy even said, look, I'll drive you to the party so you don't get wet in the rain. Oh, but you don't have to be so kind to me. You don't even know me. The mummy said, don't worry. I'm happy to help. And when they arrived at the party and she dropped the girl off, the girl said, you've been so kind to me. What can I do for you? And the mummy said, you don't need to do anything for me. Just pay it forward. Pay it forward, said the girl. What do you mean? Well, you know what it means. You could tell her. In fact, any of us could. Because after that, why, it just went on and on and on. One person after another, doing one nice thing after another. Until, you know what? The whole world was filled with people paying it forward. Paying it forward. Indeed, one time I was looking for a story, sitting in a park, scratching my head, trying to think where my next story would come from. Until I got chatting. I got chatting to an old man, and when he heard my predicament, a twinkle came into his eye. And he said, "You know what? I think I've got a story for you." And that's the story I just told you. But don't thank me. Pay it forward.